Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday. We air the grievances. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to turn our attention to the backyard politics, the decertification efforts of the 2020 election. And they've got headlines anew. Janelle Branchon, she heads up the Assembly Elections Commission, which has made itself quite a joke. It was already obviously a partisan body, but, you know, when you're calling for decertifications of elections 2 years gone by, you have made yourself something of a laughingstock. As the headline reads, Republican leading Wisconsin's Assembly Elections Committee calls for decertifying Trump's 2020 loss. Oh, she's a bright one. She went out there and met with the cyber ninjas in Maricopa County once.
And do you know who sponsored and paid for that trip? Christina Bob.
She's the OAN chick?
Yes. Yes. Funded Janelle Branch's trip out to Arizona through some whatever organization, 501c3 style.
Did you see that OAN got forced off their last cable provider, Verizon?
That's too bad.
They're down to like local regional cable providers, and they got a big defamation suit coming down the pike from Dominion Software.
Well, the good news is they got all the MyPillow ads. They're probably raking all sorts of money in from that.
I got a joke, but I can't tell it on the air. That one's a little bit dirty. The leader of the Assembly Elections Committee is calling for her colleagues to take the unconstitutional action of decertifying former President Donald Trump's election loss in 2020, a move that prompted her Republican counterpart in the Senate to call for her removal.
It's not an unconstitutional action. It's just, you know, a difference of opinion as to how the Constitution reads, right?
Well, Rep. Janelle Branchon, a Republican from Menominee Falls, who was endorsed by Trump earlier this year, said Friday she was joining Republican candidate for gubernator Tim Ramjam, that's your guy, Rantham, pushed to overturn the last presidential election because tyranny is at Wisconsin's door.
What?
If someone's knocking at the door of tyranny, it's Donald Trump. We've been told for, I quote, Branchon in a statement, we've been told for months now that decertification is impossible, meaning there is no downside to cheating in Wisconsin elections. Other than the fact it's a crime, you would go to jail, you'd be prosecuted. It does happen. I mean, there's always some cheating, and somebody gets prosecuted and goes to jail for it. But you're talking about massive, wide-scale cheating that could only, you know, be the figment of a Republican's imagination, but Trump said it, so it must be true. Anyways, we've been told for months now that decertification is impossible, meaning there's no downside to cheating in Wisconsin elections. How many more times do we need to endure this election injustice?
If just because your guy lost does not mean it's an election injustice.
But she's in the Assembly. She's on the ballot every 2 years. She won on the same election injustice ballot that Trump lost.
Right. Come on. I mean, that's not the point. It's the top of the ticket. I mean, of course, her election, totally, totally fair, totally honest, no cheating, and well-deserved because the Republicans have better candidates and better ideas.
Well, Dominic, even before Trump lost the election in 2020 in Wisconsin, the former president argued, without evidence, voter fraud would be the only way he could lose re-election. And after Joe Biden defeated Trump by about 21,000 votes in Wisconsin, Trump continued to make baseless claims of voter fraud and sought to overturn the loss by throwing out hundreds of thousands of ballots in Democratic-leaning cities. Think, Milwaukee and Madison. They did a recount there. And since then, Trump has called on Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to decertify the 2020 election, an idea that legal experts and scholars, including Trump's former campaign attorney and nonpartisan lawyers who work for the state legislature, have said is impossible and unconstitutional. Who's the other guy? Marjorie Taylor Greene's lawyer, right? He was also Gableman's lawyer.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Said that this is an impossible action. We'll come back to it. Voss has rejected such calls from Trump, Ramjam, and other Wisconsin Republicans to do so. A spokeswoman did not immediately answer whether Branchen, whom he appointed, Voss appointed as chairwoman of the Assembly Elections Committee, should continue to lead the panel. Well, yeah, what do you think, Robin?
No, Crudy, the Republican chairwoman of the Senate's election committee, said Branchen should be removed or stepped down from the committee, a quote from Senator Kathy Bernier, a Republican. Absolutely not. It was a mistake that I think Robin Voss has admitted to about asking whether Branchen should continue leading the election committee. And she will not ever be the head of election committee ever again. Bernier said the continued focus on 2020 through the baseless claims hurts voter confidence needlessly. But that's kind of the point. Her quote, there is absolutely no proof that Donald Trump actually got more votes in the state of Wisconsin. So even if you could, even if there were a provision legally to decertify an election, the proof has not been provided to even do it. If there was even a provision that allowed for it. There is not enough proof.
You mean more than zero proof?
More than zero. Molly Beck reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The entirety of Janelle Branchen's quote here, I'd like to repeat some of this. Fair and honest elections are the cornerstone of our democracy, and we know that the 2020 presidential election was neither fair nor transparent. A handful of rogue clerks, along with the Wisconsin Election Commission, decided they would subvert our election process with private money, drop boxes, illegal use of indefinitely confined provision, and elimination of special voting deputies. We will never know the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Tyranny is at Wisconsin's door. We've been told for months now that decertification is impossible, meaning there is no downside to cheating in Wisconsin's elections. How many more times do we need to endure this election injustice? I will join Rep. Ramthan's call for decertification as I see no other means of justice for Wisconsin voters. We have been unable to stop WEC, a tyrannical agency that has created voting guidance to clerks while subverting the legislature and has no regard for existing laws. Our democracy is in jeopardy. According to the Wisconsin Assembly Chair of the Election Commission, Janelle Branchen, she is a rep from, I believe, what?
Menominee Falls.
Menominee Falls. Sure. Thank you.
Bernier said it was lunacy. She, of course, is the Republican senator that heads up the Senate Elections Committee. And one more quote from the senator, now outgoing Senator Bernier, because she doesn't want to serve in anybody that would have Janelle Branchen, I'm pretty sure. I find it hypocritical at best that Donald Trump is going around endorsing all sorts of people, including Janelle Branchen, in a state where he has no confidence in the electoral process. Come back with us, the Devils Advocates Radio Show. It's the Friday edition. We air the grievances. Yours could be next. And some more J6 recap. Bannon's convicted. Holly's a wussy. And, you know, your thoughts as well. Hour two, the happier happy hour, is next.
This election was rigged. This election is a total fraud.
You lied to me.